Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rolling up and trucking. We gonna do what they say can't be. This is a great song. This song, I guarantee you, this is starting to rub off on people, and every time they hear it, they start to bob their head.
Well, I guess people are starting to think about the bus trip that we're taking.
The greatest movie that Burt Reynolds ever made. I don't care what nobody says.
Most internet lists
the absolute
don't agree.
Greatest.
They don't agree with that. But that's okay.
And Hooper's like right there with it, too. Hooper.
At some point, when it's a slow day, we need Hugh's full list of Burt Reynolds
did you
movies.
Did you see Kyle's face? Yeah. Like, what the hell is Hooper? Yeah, Hooper was it was a movie where he was a stuntman. The stuntman.
Most of us do that once in a while when you talk. Once a day. It's like, what is Hugh talking about,
man? What
the
hell is he talking about?
What is he doing now? 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. All right, let's get back to a lot of good conversation here on the game Sunday and the coaches. And you could also react to what Shady told us. I really enjoyed having Shady in studio here. He's going to the Eagles Hall of Fame Sunday. And he told us that the idea that Nick Sirianni doesn't have influence on the Eagles offense is just flat out not true. Like, yeah. He does. And I'm not surprised by that. Because he's an offensive coach, right? Like, at some point, he was a play caller. At some point, he was an offensive coordinator. That's his background. I always think the head coach, whatever side of the ball is their background, they're going to still have influence there, even if they end up being a CEO kind of coach. It's just hard. It was always hard for me to believe he was going to completely, 1,000% remove himself from the offense.
You mean just pop his head in?
Yeah, it never made any sense.
What are you guys doing? Hey, I just come in and see what's going on. I brought some sandwiches.
So, we now know.
But that's how it was portrayed, though.
It was. Well,
they
spun a nice narrative. We know that's not the case. And Hugh Sunday, hopefully with narratives or spin jobs or not, we get an easy win. I'm just not sure if it's going to be that way. This feels to me, and again, I think the Eagles are going to win the game. It feels to me like a trap game. It feels to me like a game if the Eagles are not fully focused. And this happens in the NFL. Where you can have a game where it's like, last week you beat this team, you're everyone's talking about you now, you're doing great, you're 5-2, power rankings and all that nonsense. And then next week's the Cowboys and the Commanders. It feels like a weird in-between spot in the schedule where it's like, I hope they don't overlook the Jaguars.
It is, but it's one of those things where you can't, I don't think you're in a space now where you can do that. I'll tell you this, as a former player, anytime you looked at the schedule and it was a division rival, you got your mind right.
Like for next week.
Oh, man, yeah. you like, damn, that one right there going to be a physical confrontation. You knew that. This team is not in that space yet. You have to string together some wins. That's why I thought it was important last week. And, you know, we talked about it, about schedule loss or acceptable loss and things like that. You still are striving to find what your identity is. And even with that being said, there's still some speculation about the quarterback. There's still speculation about Jalen and the timing of his throws and what this offense could potentially be, because even though he had a good game, there were still some nitpicky things about him that you could pick apart. You could do that every week, but it's one of those things where he's still under speculation. Still under speculation.
Yeah, he's not fully out of the woods yet. Yeah. I mean, obviously, he's got to play well again. 215-592-9494. But I'm a fool. Yeah, I am a fool. Dick Vermeil, he's not a fool. He's a champion. Dick Vermeil was on the morning show today, Hugh. And he spoke about this idea. And it was almost like the idea they were discussing was, is this a game that we're fully confident that they don't mess around in? Here's Dick Vermeil on the idea of maybe this being a little bit of a trap game.
Well, it says by 15. I don't think they'll beat him by 15 points. I think they'll beat him. The advantage they have right now is when you're a pretty good football team and play a lesser team with a team with a poor record, and you play them at home, it's an advantage. When you play them in their stadium, you're traveling to their stadium, you're more apt to get upset there than you are at home playing a losing team.
I agree with that. If the game was at Jacksonville, it would be a little bit more challenging. Yeah. The game is here.
Yeah, and you're talking about a coach that there's a lot of speculation on whether or not he's going to make the trip back home.
Doug?
Yeah.
This could be it.
I mean, it's
no,
it's,
they can't fire him after the Eagle game. That's
no,
a
but
slap
you know,
in the
you know
face.
What's funny? Nah. It's funny. It's funny because you have a mixed bag of what the Jacksonville Jaguars are. There's been people that have been saying for years that Sunshine, Trevor Lawrence, is probably not as good as being billed.
I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, you've been having people say that.
He's
and
not
now,
that good.
You know, you have a coach in Doug that's non-committal when he talks about his quarterback.
I love when Doug talks about his quarterback.
He's non-committal.
He leaves it all out there.
So it's how does this thing play out? And the fact that, for all the Jaguar fans listening, y'all only got y'all on borrowed time as far as how long y'all gonna be in the States. Y'all about to move.
Yeah, it's a weird franchise. It is. I look at this as a trap game Sunday. I think the Eagles are gonna win it. And then as far as the coaches goes, it's Doug's time back in Philadelphia. For the second time, Doug arrives back here as the Jaguars coach. And of the two coaches on Sunday, I like Doug better than Nick. If I could trade Nick right now and have Doug Peters as my coach, I would do it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you could feel that way. Who would you rather have coaching this team right now, Doug or Nick?
I would like to see Doug coach this team. I know Kyle doesn't want to hear that.
See,
but
we're Doug guys in here. We are Doug
I would like
guys.
To see. I would like to see Doug coach this team, this talented offense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a combination of Doug's mind, and the weapons that he would have.
See, where we get it. We're Doug guys.
That's it. But I like Coach Sirianni. I like Coach Sirianni.
By the way, the Twitter poll question today is insanity. Would you trade Nick Sirianni for Doug Peterson? I expected a 50-50 split. I mean, one guy's the Eagles coach right now. One guy is doing a better, is winning right now. The other guy isn't. But 72% would rather have Nick Sirianni than Doug?
I think people are hung up.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Up on the idea of the trade?
Well, I don't care.
Well, that's what, I mean, you said it was insanity. That's why they're voting no. They're like, what? We're going to trade a coach in the middle of the season for another coach who's on a team that stinks?
Yeah.
No. It's silly.
But it's not.
Doug has been awful in Jacksonville.
I totally disagree.
They are 2-6, Joe.
He took over a two-win team.
Joe, he might be left on the bus here.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah,
but
they stink.
First of all, you said
it earlier. They have some talent on the Jags.
They do, but this year's not over yet. They're obviously trending in a terrible direction.
It's over for the Jags.
Hold on.
Kiss the baby.
Hold on. They were 2-6 the year you took them to the playoffs, and they rallied from there and went 9-8.
You think they're going to go? You think they're going to the playoffs, Joe?
I don't think they're going to go to the playoffs.
If you had to put your money down right now, is it kiss the baby on the Jags? And Doug gets fired.
Yes.
Or they're going to the playoffs.
Yes, but that's nothing to do with the Eagles. If he's here coaching this team.
No, but it has everything to do with Doug Peterson, the job he's doing right now. It's not good.
He's not doing a great job. That's fine. But all I care about is how he would do with the Eagles. And if you tell me right now, and it's the playoffs, and I could have Doug Peterson on the sidelines or Nick Sirianni, I'm taking Doug every day of the week. That guy, his whole career has been winning big games he's not supposed to win. Sirianni's not that yet.
All he did was nod his head yes when a quarterback asked him to run the Philly special.
Stop. You know that's not right.
No, I do know. Because Nick Foles himself said that they were going to run some crap option play. That they had, and Foles said this.
But you're diminishing Doug's. You're diminishing Doug's impact on that playoff run.
What was that?
That was cut that yourself. That's totally diminishing what Doug accomplished. That is, it's just not at all.
No, I know. I did.
Yeah, I know. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Dude, yo, Kyle, what's up, man?
Hey, Terrence, what's going on?
I gotta go with Sirianni, man. Like, I know I love Doug Peterson too, but I feel like. That was 2017. I feel like the NFL has evolved, and I feel like Doug hasn't. His team has been horrible the last couple of years. They've been squeaking to the playoffs. They get in the playoffs. And the fact of the matter is, Nick Sirianni's been in the playoffs every year. And I looked it up while I was on hold. Doug is borderline 500 as a coach. He's 62 or 59. And we all know Nick is 20 games over coaching. And Another thing about Doug, like I said, he hasn't evolved. I think with the time, you all know other coaches have. I think Mick has evolved with the coaching. We know another Philadelphia coach, A.D. Reed, he has evolved. And I feel like Doug hasn't. I feel like his offenses have been stale. And I feel like he lied to us. When he won that championship, he told us, what did he say? This is going to be a new norm. And it wasn't. And the fact of the matter is, Nick Foles, I feel like he's more responsible of winning that Super Bowl, because we all know in that Super Bowl we could not stop the Patriots. And if I'm not calling for that Philly, asking Doug to call that Philly, I feel like we would have won that game.
Well, of course. I mean, Nick was amazing. But also, Terrence, I mean, Nick was pretty down and out at that point in his career. And Doug, they brought him back, and Doug helped get him, you know, to the level he could play well in those big games. I mean, that was – Doug's play calling was on point for those weeks.
Yeah, but I feel like now, I feel like his play calling is still – like you guys just said it. He has playmakers over there. He has offensive guys over there. I feel like Doug isn't evolving. I love him. I love that he brought a Super Bowl here. I feel like Nick Sirianni, year after year, this guy, like, we get on him by his antics and all that. He's in the playoffs every year. And this year, he's already 5-2 already, on the verge of going to another playoff. If we get a couple more, five or six more wins, he's going to be in the playoff this year.
Should be, yeah. I mean, especially at 5-2 now, it should be. So, what do you think of Terrence? They going to win this game big, or is this a little trap game on Sunday?
I feel like we're going to stump these guys. I feel like Doug's going to... Like, I know we're all saying, like, Joe, I know you picked Doug, but the trade for Sirianni, but he might get fired in the next couple of weeks. He might be out of here.
He might be.
I'm going to dump these guys out.
Well, I hope so. I mean, listen, I love Doug, but I hope the Eagles help him get fired, because that means they won this game.
Yeah, we got to win this week. Yeah. Man. We got so where we're trying to be.
I feel like we're a little revisionist history on Doug stuff, though. I mean, like, if Nick Sirianni left here, his career record would probably fall closer to 500. Well, yeah, that's what happens. You go to the Jaguars, what are you going to do?
I don't think the game is passed Doug by.
I don't think so either.
His talent has been diminished. His quarterback has not evolved. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. You know, you heard Shady said, you need a quarterback in this game. And your quarterback has not evolved. He's still the same.
Yep.
So that's one problem.
They had the number one overall pick.
The Jaguars?
Trevor Lawrence.
But if he's not that good, he's not that good. The Eagles had Carson Wentz.
No, he's not the first number one overall pick quarterback that has flamed out.
But Doug didn't draft him. Doug had to revive him.
Okay, and how good of a job has he done of that?
He did a good job the first year.
They got to the second round of the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
In Jacksonville?
We got
a former Jaguar here with us.
Jacksonville.
Hold on.
We almost played Jacksonville in the Super Bowl in 2017. It's not impossible to succeed in Jacksonville.
They've been around 30 years. They've been in the title game like two or three times.
I understand that, but what about the Lions? We're talking about the Lions, the number one seed.
I get it. Listen,
Dan Campbell's done a good job over there.
I don't think Doug Peterson is Vince Lombardi or Don Shula. But I like him better than Nick. I mean, I'm a Doug guy, and I'm not being moved today by all this Doug slander.
Nick, over the last three or so years, has been much better than Doug Peterson.
And he's
it's
had
not
so
even
much
close.
More talent. He's had Howie Roseman.
Okay, but the Jags aren't completely devoid of talent, though.
No, but their roster's not as good as the Eagles.
No, it's not. But, like, don't good coaches maximize the amount of talent that you have on the roster?
Doug is not yet, and I know what you said, and I agree with you. It's probably it's trending bad. He hasn't had a losing season there yet. He's had two winning seasons and a playoff win.
Screaming towards an awful season this
year. Sure, they are, and they probably are going to be 2-7 by Sunday night. I'm just saying, like, it's not like... I don't think Doug's done a bad job there.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.